Behind every illusion is the truth waiting to be discovered. Let's take a closer look at the illusion of ourself. We want to really look at this illusion, not shy away from it for fear of what we will discover, but really look to see what is truly there. We'll close our eyes to access real vision. See before you an image of yourself. Notice the physical features of this image, its personality, its body movements, and the tone of its voice. Quietly, in your own mind, think of words you would use to describe this image. Competent, strong, organized, friendly, selfless, sick, tainted, selfish, scattered. Notice all the judgments, good and bad, we have about this image. Now, visualize that this image is a costume, like dressing up for Halloween. See a large zipper that begins at the top of your head and goes to the bottom of your toes. Picture you starting at the top and unzipping all the way down. Step out of the costume and put the costume aside. Emerging before you is yet another image of you, although this one seems even more real than the first. We call this the little self. This little self stands alone, fully exposed. It has been found out. This little self stands in front of the court of law. The judge lowers the gavel, and with a loud thud, he declares this image guilty. This image stands in terror, waiting to hear the final punishment for its crime. In this moment of silence, as you feel the terror grip you, a great master enters the room. This master is full of light, and his very being is one of great love. He walks up to your little self and looks deep into your eyes, as if he is seeing something beyond what anyone else can see, even you. His eyes look up to the top of your head and brings your attention to a zipper pull you never noticed before. You realize suddenly that this too is a costume. The terror you felt the second before is transformed into relief. There is something else that you are, something other than the first costume of personality, body image, and judgment, something other than the second costume of the guilty ego self. As the master teacher unzips this costume, a brilliant light starts to emerge as the zipper is undone. What is revealed to you is your true self, an infinite being of pure love and light. This truth was there all along, just covered with our own dark imaginings of who we are. You are an infinite being. Breathe in this truth and accept it fully for yourself. No image of yourself, no costume that you put on, no role that you play, nor belief in your own guilt can ever change that which you truly are. Now that you have discovered the truth, spread the good news and see the truth in everyone and everything you look upon. For it is in this truth that all fear disappears, and this is how we help heal the world.